It's Monday, May 21st, 2018, and you're welcome to this podcast from Black Knight, Ireland's leading provider of web hosting, domains and internet services. My name's Conor Muinicon, and today we're going to talk about WordPress, or specifically WordCamp. WordCamp Belfast is on next weekend. You can check it out at 2018.belfast.wordcamp.org. Black Knight is a sponsor, so I Skyped some of the organisers. Mark Smallman, who's the main guy, couldn't be with us this time, but we've got Brendan Mulvaney on the line, who's organising his first WordCamp. Colm Troy is also here. He's the founder of WordCamp Dublin. And as you'll discover, there's some serious cross-border cooperation going on between the two events, going back for 2 years now. Also involved is Abba Takor, who was a volunteer at WordCamp Dublin and is part of the WordCamp London 2018 organising team. I think we're beginning to see how this works, don't you think? Let's start with Abba. Abba explained that WordCamp Belfast is coinciding with a very special anniversary this Sunday.
It's a very, very special WordCamp this year for Belfast because it's WordPress's 15th anniversary and it's the only WordCamp event anywhere in the world that is taking place on the actual anniversary, which is a Sunday.
Wow. And there are several, there's 200 or so WordCamps a year. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah, probably it's had more than that now, but and they have in cities all over the world. So it's really, really special that we're making it, you know, a particularly celebration of bringing nations together and people together from different countries. We've got speakers in our lineup who are coming from across Europe, from the Americas, from Asia. I think we have somebody coming from China who's just coming to help as a volunteer. It's absolutely amazing. And we've been able to pull together a fabulous program to really befit the 15th anniversary. And I think partly also it's been a joy to be involved because we've been able to widen the scope to make sure it's a very, very important event and everybody has a chance of getting to know how things are, how things work in other places, in other countries.
I'm going to ask you more about the lineup and the speakers in a moment, but I want to say hi to Brendan as well. Brendan Mulvaney, how did you get involved with WordPress and WordCamps?
Well, I came from a slightly different angle. I've been a blogger for many years on IT technical matters and started attending the WordPress meetup in Belfast and saw some of the videos from the 2016 event. And after attending the Dublin event and helping out with the video for the 2 days, I was indoctrinated, is the only way I can describe it, into helping out, and have had a great experience seeing how WordPress organise these kinds of events and how easy it is for people to organise one and to get people together. So that's where I came from.
WordPress, of course, is more than just the tools that we use to publish really more websites than any other content management system in the world. But it's also an open source collaborative project, volunteer project with thousands of people around the world involved in it. And Colm, that's being recognised this year because there's the WordCamp itself, which is on the weekend of the 26th and 27th of May. But the contributor event is something that's happening on the 25th, on Friday, May 25th. What is that and how does that differ from the rest of the weekend?
Yeah, so the contributor event is something, it doesn't happen at every WordCamp, but certainly we didn't have one in Dublin. But as such, the contributor event is it's a special day in the kind of whole apparatus of a WordCamp that it allows people to actually, rather than, you know, the conferences are amazing, right? So you get to see wonderful speakers, get to speak to people. The contributor event is essentially an opportunity to actually roll up your sleeves and sit down at a desk and talk to people and get actively involved in the WordPress project. So, you know, it's a much more inclusive, practical, you know, for example, as if you were interested in contributing to or just figuring out how to build themes for WordPress. Mm. One of the things that quite often happens at a contributor event is there'll be somebody like myself, for example, who is part of the theme review theme on WordPress.org. We actually get and sit at a table and talk people through and walk them through the process of reviewing a WordPress theme that has been submitted to the theme review queue and actually go through the process of reviewing a theme. So that's, you know, when people think about WordPress, sometimes they imagine, you know, guys sitting in dark rooms coding at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, whiz kids, you know, applying code patches. That's part of the WordPress community, but it's only a small part. There's a huge aspect to, you know, every part of the WordPress project. It's not just code, it's translations, it's accessibility, it's documentation. Yeah. You know, there's an endless amount of different things that happen in the WordPress project. And sometimes people don't understand that it's, you know, if you want to actually help out, participate and volunteer, even helping at WordCamps, that's part of being part of the WordPress community and part of the WordPress project. So the contributor event essentially opens up all of these various different projects to people. And allows, you know, people just to come in for it and sit down, as I say, at a desk, you know, and break off into teams. There'll be people covering code, people covering theme design, people covering the community itself. And, you know, it's a little bit, you know, it's a spaced out event. So there's a few hours in the afternoon to actually go through that process, and it's a little bit slower and you can take more time and get more one-on-one attention with people. So it's a great event. For example, WordCamp Europe, which is happening a few weeks later in Belgrade, that also takes place. There'll be hundreds of people at that contributor event, in, you know, it almost taking over half a conference hall and breaking out into various different groups. So, you know, with various different WordCamps, it becomes a huge, hugely beneficial event as a, you know, almost a sidetrack to the main event itself.
And do you need any special skills, or do you need to have credentials to show up for the contributor event? I see that it's free, Colm, but you are asking people to actually book their place so that you know how many people to attend.
Absolutely. Just the practical logistics of running something like this, you know, and it's obviously important for, you know, just that we maintain control over who's attending the event. Yeah, but the tickets are available on the WordCamp Belfast website. As you said, it's free.
Okay.
The afternoon event is open to anybody who would like to sign up, and the tickets are on our website. As Colm said, that we need to know who's coming for things like just practicalities, and so that we make sure we've got enough people to help. And then the 2 days on the weekend are at Queen's University in the Peter Foggett Centre. And again, you just need to book a ticket and you can come along, and you don't have to be an experienced WordPress user. You may just want to be opening on creating something in WordPress in the future.
And the contributor event is free, but you're asking people to register in advance. But Brendan, the WordCamp itself then at the weekend, it's not free, but it might as well be. It's a ridiculously cheap price.
It certainly is. The WordCamp...
Tell people how much it is.
It's £25.
It's £25. And tell us what we get for that.
If you book before Monday at 12 o'clock, you will get swag. You will get to attend the 2 days and you'll get a T-shirt.
And you'll get fed.
You'll get fed. And you'll also get a wonderful party on the Saturday night as well.
That's absolutely fantastic. Tell us a bit about the logistics of this. You're on the ground there in Belfast, Brendan. What kind of organisation is going into it?
As I said earlier on, one of the things about the WordCamp organisations, it's backed up by a lot of practical experience. And we've been very lucky to have a mentor from WordCamp itself to help us through the organisation. But there are lots of tools that are available to us to plan and budget for the event, and to also actually run the booking and publicise the event itself. So I would have to say, for somebody who's only been to one WordCamp as an attendee, for their next WordCamp to be as an organiser, it has been incredibly straightforward. If still a little logistically challenging, especially when we're up against one of the biggest music events in Belfast for quite some time, at night on the two nights of that weekend. So Belfast will be buzzing. Hopefully we'll have plenty of people enjoying our educational environment before they go and listen to some music.
Fantastic. How many are you expecting?
We would say somewhere between 100 and 150, including the speakers. I understand that some of the events do get quite a few people turning up at the last minute. So we're trying to do our best to organise around that. But that's why we have a cut-off point on Monday to sort of say that that's when you should have got it booked. Beyond that, we can't guarantee the wonderful T-shirts and nice food.
Now, Colm, the last time we spoke, it was in relation to WordCamp Dublin. And I've got to say, you've got a very impressive cross-border, back-and-forth, all-island thing going on here between yourself and the guys in Belfast. They held their one, their last event, I think it was 2 years ago, wasn't it? Helped you guys out with Dublin, and now you're back again helping with Belfast.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's great to see. I mean, WordPress, obviously, as a global project, doesn't really, I suppose, you know, borders kind of become less significant. And I guess what we're really trying to do is there's so many people involved in the WordPress project. I mean, as we've said earlier, it consumes 30% of the web now, right? Which is an astronomical, you know, number when you consider how many websites there are in the world. And, you know, there's a very good chance that, you know, a lot of people, even if they don't know what WordPress is, they're interacting with WordPress every day of the week, you know, and I'm very, very, given the number of publications, extremely large publications that are running, running WordPress as their main content engine. But then, you know, right back at the other end of it, you've got, you know, bloggers, you know, 90-year-old ladies running blogs, recipe blogs, and it's just that sense of empowerment. It's quite unique. I mean, I love to talk about this, and I'll try and not talk about it all day, but it's amazing when you think about it that you've someone like the New York Times, right, which who's using the exact same piece of technology as your 90-year-old grandmother to power how they communicate with their users on the web. And what I think we've seen happen, certainly even just in recent times with things like with the stuff that's going on with Facebook, and people are becoming much more concerned about controlling how they present themselves on the web and the tools that they use to do it. So what you've seen happen, you know, over the last few years is things like WordPress, even though they're growing, continue to grow, Instagrams and the Facebooks of the world started to become, you know, the primary channels of communication. And I think what we're starting to see is that's changing again. There is certainly a sea change back towards, people are now realizing, okay, well, I'm the product, right? If I'm communicating and I don't own my content. So I'm certainly starting to see that tide shift again back towards, and WordPress is perfectly positioned. That's what it's always done. It's always been about the democratization of publishing online. And there's lots of stuff happening in the WordPress project that is going to make that even easier and easier. There's a new piece of software called the Gutenberg Editor, which is not live yet, but it's very, very close to a point where it's going to come into the broader community. And that's really, I guess, almost a moonshot project for WordPress, where it's about extending WordPress and, you know, essentially trying to grab the mindshare of people that might currently use Instagram or Facebook today as their primary platform for communicating the world. There's no reason why they can't be using WordPress. And, you know, whether it's Ireland or wherever it is in the world, that's very much, you know, the ethos of the WordPress project. It's essentially, you know, giving back control to the user in terms of how they communicate online.
Abba, can you tell me what are some of the highlights of the program for the weekend?
We have a Google speaker who's coming to talk all about search engine optimization, and we're really, really quite lucky to have something like that on our program. It was one of the most popular talks at Dublin, and I'm sure it will be even more popular with all the expanded information that's coming. We've got Amanda Webb, who's coming to talk about supercharging and how to revitalize your blog content for more exposure and sales. And it's lovely to see Amanda on the program at Belfast, because in most of the feedback interviews that we carried out at Dublin, people really raved about how much they learned, not just about blogging, but also just about how you express things to people.
Yeah.
So that was fabulous to see her, and Amanda's won quite a few awards for the work that she does. So it's just lovely that she wants to share all this really with everybody else. We've got a web chat legend, Tammy Lister, who's well known in speaking for WordCamps all over the world, including the United States. And she's come to talk about building for stress cases, which is all about how to allow for changes in the project and really how to become more resilient. So that's another fabulous talk we've got. We've got Una Murphy coming to tell us how WordPress can help save the media. So that's going to be a very insightful talk, and we're no doubt going to feel passionate about what we do after that. One of the important, we've got a whole security theme running through the conference, just in terms of how you manage and keep data. And we're really pleased that Dave Potter is going to come across from England and run a special event on Follow the Data. And he's a great speaker in terms of explaining step by step what people need to know, how to do it, and how to not feel scared about things. So that's going to be really brilliant. It's also GDPR weekend. And we have WordCamp Belfast. So it is amazing that we've got Heather Burns, who is another legend in the WordPress community. And she's going to be talking about compliance and how you do that within websites and WordPress. And that's the beauty of the whole program, really, that we've looked at every talk that's been submitted or suggested, and we've thought, okay, is this going to be useful for people at different stages of their careers or their interests in the web? And also, will it help people who are just starting out or using a different platform and just wanting to expand their knowledge? So we've been really lucky that all the speakers have been willing to work with us on making the program just a little bit more linked to professional learning. And so there's some clear learning objectives that people can have, and they can feel like they've really had a great weekend, lots of fun, but also they've learned things that they can take away and use elsewhere. Which, you know, it's just a really nice thing to be able to do. I think one of my favourite titles is from a speaker that's going to talk about easing the hurricane, called Team. Now, I'm fascinated by what he's talking about. And in fact, this weekend, he's speaking at WordCamp Porto in Portugal and is flying from there to Belfast to share that knowledge with us. It's again, just a wonderful part of being an integrated WordPress community.
Brendan, where can people find out more?
The URL for the site is 2018, the number 2018.belfast.wordcamp.org, and you can find all the information, the schedule, where the location is, other information, and if you wanted to be a volunteer, we'd love to have you there to help out with the organisation.
Fantastic. And as you say, tickets just £25. I was going to say euros, £25. And it's a fantastic weekend without a shadow of a doubt. Black Knight will be there. We're sponsors. And I know that our team really enjoyed both attending and participating and engaging with WordPress users. And many of them, of course, who are our customers at the last WordCamp, which was in Dublin. We're really looking forward to being a part of WordCamp Belfast. So on behalf of Black Knight, I just want to say to you, thank you guys for your work. Well done, and congratulations and good luck with the weekend.
Thanks, Con, and thanks to Black Knight for your involvement. You guys were great in Dublin, so we look forward to seeing you up in Queens in Belfast next weekend. Are you attending yourself, Con?
I won't be there, but others will be.
Well, listen, we'll soldier on without you.
Okay, guys, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Con.
You're listening to the Black Knight podcast, and I want to thank my guests. You heard Abba Takor, Brendan Mulvaney and Colm Troy. Also, I want to say well done and thank you to Mark Smallman, Neil Hainsworth, Leslie Quinn and Marcin Kilarski. Together they make up the WordCamp Belfast team. And remember, tickets are only £25 sterling. That covers Saturday and Sunday and food as well. You can say hi to the Black Knight crew if you're going. Rachel and Stephen will be there in an official capacity and others will be attending in a personal capacity as well. Find out more at 2018.belfast.wordcamp.org. That's it for this episode. Don't forget to subscribe at blacknight.blog. Gudiant Hiedorella, Slán agus Beannacht.